Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining my podcast. My name is Steve Skeet. I own Skeet Real Estate and Skeet Insurance. And yes, my last name is really Skeet. I get that a lot, but that is me. So speaking of, just to give you a little bit about my background, I got into real estate about 10 years ago. And when I got into real estate, I picked out a company that worked with a lot of builders in the area and had model homes and subdivisions because I really wanted to get into new construction. I found a broker that had a farming background, and I grew up on a farm. So I thought, man, if this guy can, you know, come from farming and be making all this money in real estate, have his own business and be successful, then I want to learn from him. You know, we have something in common, and that's just what I wanted to do. So started with them. And of course, you know, just like most real estate agents that get started, I had side jobs. I actually drove a school bus for a long time. And I also am a singer. So I was DJing and singing at night in different bars. And, you know, between the school bus driving and singing, I mean, my bills were covered. So that allowed me all day long to focus on real estate. So, you know, I was sitting in model homes. I started out sitting in model homes. And, you know, what happens is you've got two or three or four people working a subdivision. So whenever something gets sold, finally, you've got to split that up four ways. And it was right coming out of the, you know, 2008, where our economy wasn't really good. So, it took a while to get some of those homes sold. But, you know, as I started selling more and, my name got out there, of course, my inbox became full of other agencies trying to recruit me. And I never was really interested in leaving the agency that I was with. I had a good time there. I liked the agents I worked with. I liked the training. You know, eventually I had a goal of opening up my own agency in my hometown, which I still live there today, but I was traveling like 45 miles, you know, to the big city, to sell real estate. So, even though, you know, I had a goal of opening my own business, I just wasn't ready, or I didn't have the courage to do it, or have that kick in the pants that made me do it. Well, one day I got a call from somebody who was from my hometown, and he also was a builder and an agent. And he told me that he was going to open his own brokerage closer to home. And he wanted me to be the sales manager. He wanted me to recruit and train agents. And in turn, I would get paid money from these agents that came in and get bonuses. And it was just going to be this great gig. And I really thought hard about it because I had loyalty to my broker, and I knew that he had helped me out a lot, but you know, it had been like 4 years, and I felt like this was the next step for me, was being a manager, and I couldn't in the brokerage I was at because, you know, they had already had all the managers in place that they needed. So I had this friend, at the time. She was bartending, and she's a few years older than me, and I was in school with her brother, and I was good friends with their entire family, you know, hung out with them. The usual in a small town, right? Everybody knows everybody. But I was talking to her, and I said, hey, why don't you get your real estate license and come to this new agency with me? And it took a little bit of convincing, but she decided that she was going to do that. So she takes her class, gets her license, and we start selling for this broker. Meanwhile, the owner was like having me do little errands for him. He also did, you know, landscaping, house painting. He had crews doing all sorts of things. So, you know, he would call me and say, Steve, I need you to go to Home Depot and buy these rakes and take it to my guys that are over there, you know, working at this address. And so basically, you know, my days were running errands for him and then looking for agents to call to get interviews with to try to convince them to come over and work for this brand new agency. And, you know, everybody was like, man, you know, this guy's business cards are cheap. The signage didn't look very good. And I told this guy, I was like, man, your marketing, it just sucks. We got to do something about this. If you want to get quality agents, we got to clean this up. And he always had these big ideas and plans, but he could never put them together. So I did reach back out. The agency that I used to work with had their own marketing team that did all the signage and logos for the subdivision. So I reached out and, you know, he agreed to pay them to come up with a brand for him. And it was really good. We came up with an awesome brand. It looked a lot better. And finally, some agents started to trust him and come over, and we put a team together. Well, so meanwhile, you know, I'm going out and I'm paying for training, because I'm like, man, I got to start training these people. And I had never been a trainer before. So I'm getting all the training in that I can think of and trying things. And I knew what worked and what didn't work. And I started making an outline and some notes. And meanwhile, I'm getting phone calls from people saying that this owner has not paid his bills of this brokerage, and he's put my name down as the manager, you know, and they want to know when they're going to get paid. And I said, look, you know, it's not my company. I'm just training employees. And so things are just not adding up. Well, so on my birthday, he calls me and he said that his wife was going to take over the training and get all the bonuses and extra money that I was promised. So, I mean, all week I'd been getting those phone calls that he wasn't paying bills. And then he's like, oh, you know, thanks for bringing these people on board. And I know you've been working on this training material, but my wife, and his wife at the time had only been an agent like a year and a half, but she was going to start training everybody. So I reached out to my friend and I was like, this is getting bad. You know, we need to get out. I can either go back to my old agency and I'm sure they would take my friend. I said, maybe we can be a team, or I could start my own agency at this point. I mean, I had done all the work basically to brand this guy and get things going. So I knew what to do, you know, at this point. And so she's like, let's do it. Let's start your own agency and I'll come over and work for you. So, and in my hometown, you know, I'm fourth generation. So my town's about 5,000 people and everybody either knows me or knows of me, at least somebody in my family, or they know my name. There's, you know, if you know a Skeet, they're probably related to me. And 75% of my business was coming from my local area. So it was a logical place to build my brick and mortar agency. So, you know, I drove around and I found a place to rent that was reasonable and got all the paperwork filed. And at this point I wasn't a broker. So I had to reach out to another broker to see if they would broker my office while I worked on getting my broker's license. And I quickly left that other agency and launched Skeet Real Estate. Well, within my first year, I had 5 agents and I was doing training meetings every Tuesday. I had experienced agents who, some were older and had been agents for a long time, but weren't necessarily selling a lot. And then I had brand new agents that were eager to learn and, you know, ready to get as much training as they could. So I devoted more and more of my time to writing training and, you know, putting that together for the meetings. And I was actually going out and prospecting and selling. I was still selling real estate because I had to, you know, to pay the bills. But it just a lot of time training these agents and doing the research, you know, pulling information from different training programs and cutting out what worked and what didn't work. So what's funny is, you know, my agents were doing really well. And all of a sudden I had competing brokers calling and talking to my staff, like my admin assistant, my transaction coordinator, and they were asking them like, You know, who is Steve using for marketing? Who's doing his flyers? Who's training his agents? And the answer was me. They're like, Steve is doing all of that himself. And, you know, I had several employees get told that if they left me to go work for them, they would get paid double. So I knew that my marketing and my training was paying off if people were coming after my employees. Well, I felt pretty good about that until my agents started getting offers from large companies. I mean, you're talking big franchises with deep pockets, you know, offering financial guarantees that there was no way that I could make. You know, agencies that had 75, 80 people or more. And you know what? Some of those agents left. And I couldn't believe it because I thought, well, you know, once agents come over here and I tell them everything I know and they become more successful, they're not going to leave. You know, there wouldn't be a reason to. But there's more to those stories, and I'll save that for another time because right now we're talking about me, right? How I got to doing this podcast for you. So I'm watching the agents that I trained use the training I gave them and watching their businesses blow up, and now some of them with other companies and in the same town of 5,000 people competing directly against me is just great, right? Unlike a lot of those trainers that are out there selling books right now, I'm still in the field. I am a broker with agents. You know, I've got an office. And a lot of these trainers that I see out there selling training have never even been a broker. And some of them have never been an agent or a broker. They're just selling how to market, but yet they've never been in the shoes of real estate agents. So, you know, some of this stuff has to be adapted and changed. Also, as technology changes, training must change. And granted, there are some things that are timeless and will not change, but we need to adapt to that change or be left behind. Some of my older agents struggled, you know, they just didn't see the value in Facebook. And I really worked with them on, you know, I mean, some of my agents had 95% of their business coming from Facebook. And I was trying to show some of my older agents that, and it was just like, I might as well have been banging my head on the wall, you know? But anyway, so here I am. I've invested all this time into training agents. I've seen their success. You know, other brokers have literally asked me to come train their agents, which, why would I do that? That would be a huge disservice to myself and my own agents, you know? But I'm like, I've spent so much time training agents, and I thought that I was making an investment in them, and in turn, their talent, you know, would pay off for me in the long run. But going against some of these big brokerages, you know, it took them right away. So I was very depressed. You know, I was like, you know, does nobody have any loyalty anymore? I mean, someone comes in and gets trained six months, sells five houses, and then someone offers them more money and they leave like that without even consulting with me, you know, for a raise or a different commission split or anything like that. So then I thought, let's think about this. My agents are getting recruited, even my employees. I have brokers calling me to want me to go to, you know, the big, we're talking Keller Williams, Coldwell Banker, Better Homes and Gardens to do training. Okay. So I thought, all right, you know, what if I take all of my training notes, my real estate book of business that I created for my agents, and I sell it? Because then at least I will make up for some of the loss of my time. You know, I can maybe get some of that money back that I never made from the agents who, some of which just flat out took advantage of me. But, you know, I love them. More power to them. They're doing very well, utilizing the things I taught them, and it's okay. But what if I take, you know, that book of business and I sell it? That was my epiphany. And I said that way, you know, I won't feel like I keep doing all this for nothing. So I took my book of business and I broke it down into training modules. I I add the scripts that I use and the methods that I use them with. I thought, what if not only do I sell those books, but I do a podcast, maybe a training video series where I expand all the methods in the book. What if our Monday morning or our Tuesday morning meetings, I videotape them and I put them out there on the internet. So then I thought, man, this is all great. But again, I'm going to be putting a lot of time into this and it's going to actually take time away from me actually selling real estate, selling insurance. My takeaway from the time for me to recruit new agents is just going to take too much time. And what if everyone around my area figures out what I'm doing and they buy my books? They're going to know my secrets. They're going to know why I get the listings that they don't get. They're going to understand why my website has 5 times more traffic than theirs. And then, you know, what advantage will I have over them? So I thought, so what, Steve? So what? What do you have to lose? You know, I'm really not reinventing the wheel. I'm just rewriting the owner's manual to it. I can charge enough money to make up for my time, but keep it low enough, you know, that every agent can afford it, whether they're just starting out or have been in the business for years. I am not going to market this locally. I mean, that's funny, but I'm being serious, you know. I'm really not just going to tell everybody around here what I'm doing. But I do have something to offer, and I really enjoy helping people reach their goal, and I enjoy seeing them become a success because I know what it feels like. I had so many people help me, and I still look up to them today. And you know, and that's just, I just get so much excitement out of that. So I figure that is something I want to do. So I joined a program that helped me learn how to shape my story. They said, Steve, you've got to tell your story, right? They gave me the tools to be able to know where and when to launch my training, how to package it, what to do with it. This also led me to start a nationwide association to help brokers and agents that are independent and not with a franchise. And that's getting huge, by the way. I am now a state director for my area's association of realtors. And I am becoming a nationally recognized trainer. So that's kind of what this podcast is going to be about. I'm going to share some training tips and tricks that I use. I'm going to share with you some marketing strategies, some methods to get ahead a little bit in your area. Even if everybody else is doing it, there's a way that you can do it better. Trust me. And I'll help you through that. So welcome to my podcast. Follow it and tune in regularly. And you can send me an email if you have any questions or if I can be of any assistance to you. And welcome to my journey. And I look forward to following you in yours.